Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, and I would ask you that will
out there in our listening digital audience to bow your heads with me as I go into prayer. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and of your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, hallelujah, to those that are hurting deep within their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' matchless name, and we shall all say amen and amen. And as I first stated when I come on the air, I am so delighted to be able to come into your workplace, into your homes, into your living room areas, into your automobiles, and wherever Blog Talk Radio finds you. And I just hope and pray that you had a beautiful weekend with your mothers, those of you that mothers are still around, and those of you that has a mother figure in your life. I just hope that you had a beautiful and splendid Sunday in remembrance of our Mother's Day. All right. Well, I guess without any further ado, we'll go ahead and give you a highlight of what our sermon will be on tonight. And the title of our sermon is Your Choice to Choose. Your Choice to Make. Choose Wisely. Your Choice to Make. Choose Wisely. And you know, I can just would like to take your mind back unto God's creation when he created the heaven and the earth. And then he knew that the earth was void, and so God created Adam in his likeness. And then he also gave Adam the authority and dominion over the Garden of Eden. And then he also knew that Adam, it wasn't good for him to be alone. So God decided to make him a wife, and God called his wife a helpmeet. And so God took a rib out of Adam while he was asleep and created woman. And God named Adam's helpmeet Eve. And you know, I ponder my mind back into the very thought of the reason why we're here. I know you, some of you that are listening out there in our digital listening audience on tonight, might ponder the reason as why you're here. And I would just like to give a highlight of the reason that we are here. We are not here because, you know, of our own doing. But we are here because of God's design. See, God created us, so we were designed by God in his likeness and in his image. And so we have Lucifer. That was his name. And he was one of God's most prominent and beautiful cherub angels up in heaven. And then he got beside himself, and he got really stuck on himself. And then, of course, time would be changed forever. And the only reason we have a second chance of God's grace and mercy is because it implemented Jesus going to the cross and dying for the remission of our sins. See, now, if Satan had never got beside himself and disobeyed God, then God would not have had to go to the cross, and this would have been a spiritual kingdom, because God purposely created this universe with you and I in mind, and he created us to be a holy people of all nation and tribe. That's really the only reason that we're here. Because, you know, if sin had not intervened, then we'd have been sin-free and we would have been sinless. But because sin came into play, then God had to go and make wrong right. He had to right our sins. He had to blot them out. So in order for him to blot them out, he had to go to Calvary Cross. But, and secondly, the reason I feel that sin came into play is because